Hey, everybody out there. This is Jamie Dawn, your host, and I am live for the Jamie Dawn Show today. Happens to be Monday, July 22nd. And even though it's not the first of a calendar month, I feel like I should say rabbit rabbit here because the sun has moved into Leo. It's the beginning of the Leo season officially, even though we've had Mercury in Leo. Anyways, and Venus, but it just feels like I need to say it. So happy birthday to all those who are celebrating their Leo birthdays coming up. And I'm so excited to be here live with you today. Thank you for your patience as I navigate summer time and things that are happening. I'll fill you in with what's been happening with me. But first, a big shout out to Jay, who is our producer, and he's always so wonderful and pulling all the bells and whistles behind the scenes. And no, he is not the wonderful Wizard of Oz. He is the wonderful Wizard of all things 1-2 Radio. So thank you, Jay. And if it's your first time listening, welcome. If you're a first time in our chat room, just go to 1-2radio.com. You'll see a chat button on the left-hand side. Click that button, and then Jay will let you in. And if you would like to post a comment or a question, I have my other laptop set up, my computer set up here next to me so that I can try and multitask and check in on comments and questions as they pop in. I have a lot to cover since it's been about 2 weeks since I've been live with you, and a lot is happening. As we know, so much is happening in the world. Good God. And yeah, and of course, it's our world because we're made of the universe, so it revolves around us, anyways, right? Before we begin, as I always like to do, I want to get us into that heart-centered space. And why? Because it's important. But before we can stabilize the heart, we need to get grounded. And so in order to ground, and what does that mean? It means to be fully present. It means to know that I have a right to be here in this body, in this human experience, because somewhere in my crazy soul memory, my crazy soul choice, I decided human was what I wanted to be. So, right now, if you can, if you're able to close your eyes and join me, please do. And if not, that's okay. We invite quietness of the mind, not necessarily stop thinking, but we invite stillness for just a moment that we know that where attention goes, energy flows. So, quieting the mind with closed eyes, taking a conscious breath in, and really settling into this present moment, allowing the energy to flow down into our feet, connecting with Mother Earth, and letting this beautiful Pachamama reach back up and embrace us with her love of gravity. And for this moment, with one conscious breath, that's all we need together to be right here. And then as we continue to navigate and pay attention, noticing sensations in the body, watching the breath, taking a breath in through the heart and down through the feet, opening that heart space while staying grounded and present. Knowing that in that heart space, we can meet in this place of love without present personality, without story. We can just be in a place of love, which is who we are. And so I welcome you. With another conscious breath, we can open our eyes and be present still. Don't rush too quickly towards anything. Just be in the moment. You know, too often I find myself rushing from one moment to the next, and it feels like I can never quite keep up. And so it's an invitation, whether you're listening live right now or you are listening to a replay or an archive, that as you listen to this beginning, just remember you can call yourself back home to this present moment and that we don't have to rush. If you think about it, all we have is right here, right now. This whole multitasking thing is bullshit. I mean, we can be distracted and we can turn our attention to 500 things, but we can only focus on one thing at a time, even if we don't spend very long focusing on it. So, with intention, and why be intentional? Well, because there's a lot going on. And as I mentioned, and those of you who are paying attention to what's going on in the world, in this country, we may not be able to affect, no matter what side you're on, doesn't matter. We cannot necessarily affect the collective. if we aren't doing our individual work. And so the influence or the impact that we can make is on a local level, and local starting with us. And so if we can be present in the moment and grounded and open-hearted, and we can meet our fellow neighbors and friends and family and whatever else shows up across our desk, our emails, our text messages, whatever, if we can meet that with our full presence in that grounded space, maybe, just maybe it'll have a ripple effect that will eventually reach that collective. So here we are. We're on Moon Day, Monday. Yeah. And a few things. I'm going to put pins on the map and then talk about them more in fully as I continue. But some pins on the map for today's show. I want to go through, I'll share some things that are happening with me, but also I want to talk about a few little predictions that I made a while ago, and I'm sure others have also made them. But when I've been asked over the last 6 months to a year, some things are happening, and I just want to point to them. And then there's some planetary shifts that have happened. As we know, the sun is now in Leo, as I just mentioned. Mars is in Gemini. Mercury will make its way into Virgo. We're in pre-shadow of Mercury retrograde. I want to talk a little bit about that. I also thought it might be fun and educational to share about the days of the week and how they are energetically influenced with the various themes of astrology and the planets, and how we might be able to plan our week. So that has been something that a couple of you have shared with me that would be helpful. Is it's like, okay, today's Monday. Why do you call it Monday blues? Why are things happening? Why is it that I feel on Wednesday it's hump day and I just can't seem to get certain things done? Or it's like, okay, now I see the weekend's coming. How do I plan? So for those fellow planners out there like myself, for me, it's a cool thing to look at planning my week according to some of the astrology and the influence that the planets have on that particular day. I'll talk about that. So, the other thing I want to offer to you is another card of the week. Thank you for your support on my YouTube channel. And I like to pull a card for the week with my celestial wisdom, which I did. I pulled the Queen of Wands for this last celestial wisdom. If you haven't seen it, go to my YouTube channel, Jamie Dawn. And it's there waiting for you, giving you some more updates. So I'm just filling you with so many resources and availability of information because that's where we're at. We're in the age of information and technology, right? Information is king and power, as they say. So I'd rather give you more and let you decide what's useful, what's not. Very Mercury and Virgo of me. I don't have Mercury and Virgo, but I'm just saying we're getting there. And yeah, so a card for this week. And let me grab my wonderful Celtic tarot deck that I love so much. It's been my good friend for over 25 years. And I'll give a shout out to one of my girlfriends who put me onto this when I was working at an architectural firm many, many moons ago. And her name is Karen. And when she and I connected, and we used to have lunch, and we'd bring this tarot deck with us, and it was hers. And every time we would read the cards, they would speak to me. It was as if they were just we were long lost friends finding each other again. And she looked at me after about the third lunch, and she said, "These cards aren't for me. They're yours. You can have them." And I was like, "Yay!" And so I have had these dear, dear friends for a long time. So, card of the week, and I'm going to make a little noise so you can hear me shuffling. All right. So, and it feels appropriate to stop right about now. Excellent. We have in my deck, the pentacles are called the disc, but it's the six of pentacles. And this is a card where it's talking about a wealthy man and sharing the wealth and abundance with others, and that we've accumulated some real wealth in our lives. And that it's time for us to be generous. It's time for us to start sharing some of that and giving financially. And even if we're not financially wealthy, we can be wealthy in other ways. Maybe we have more time than we've had in a while, or more energy, or those that need that love and that support that we can give them, right? Maybe we're wealthy in family. Maybe we're wealthy in friends. Knowledge even, right? So take a moment and spend a little time this week taking an inventory of where you feel wealthy in your life. And if you're in that place where it's like, I don't have anything, well, start with one, gratitude. You know, one thing that you can say, you know what, I do have this. I have plenty of water. I have food. I have whatever. And maybe that's where I can start by being generous. And so the Six of Pentacles says that it's to trust and that the contribution we make is valued and that it will come back to us threefold. So we're working with being generous and giving of others, and being able to help in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, one of the things that I love so much about generosity and supporting and helping others is that it does release this wonderful chemical in our brain, the oxytocin, that allows us to feel good. You know, feel good about ourselves, feel good about others, knowing that it gives us a sense of purpose as well. And, you know, I think about the sun in Leo right now, and how when the sun is in Leo and the essence of that energy, it really is about expressing our purpose. And we as human beings are here for a purpose. We're here to be useful in some way. And so finding that usefulness and finding that expression of that purpose is super important. And I think that as the sun makes its way through Leo in the next 28 days, that we're going to find ourselves hopefully expressing that beautiful divine purpose that we are all here to have. And sometimes it's just simply to smile, to show up. You know, I was thinking about this the other day when I was at the gym, and there's this beautiful lady who works there who is cleaning the bathrooms and the mirrors, and she cleans the floors and all of that. And she's just a beautiful woman. And we interact and smile. And I try and make a point to thank her. But one of the things that I really appreciate is her humbleness and she actually is very happy doing that work. You can tell she doesn't resent it. And she says, I get to make this place lovely for you and for others that come here. And then it provides a paycheck for me and my family. And it just reminded me of that simpleness when it comes to life. You know, I'm distracting myself now for a second and running off on a little tangent, but as some of you know, I'm huge into the 49ers. Yes, I know I'm going to create some dissension among the ranks here, but I do love my Niners. I've loved them since Joe Montana and Jerry Rice were a team. And so since I was 8 years old. And so my beloved and I are huge Niner fans, as well as his dad. And so we're talking about the latest with Brandon Ayuk, who happens to be from Reno, which is where I live, and how he's holding out on this contract. And he was just offered $27 million for 2 years to play for the Niners, and he turned it down. And now I have a very strong opinion when it comes to greed. And my judgment gene kicks in big time. And I'm just like, seriously? This is a man who it could play for another. I mean, I believe the Niners can go to the Super Bowl again. That's my belief. Like I say, I'm a fan. And he's turning it down for more money. And I think about all the people out there who are struggling with finances, struggling just to make ends meet, put food on the table. And this is the kind of thing that is making news. This is the kind of thing that people are greedy about. Anyways, I won't go too far on the tangent, but that was one thing that just kind of pissed me off. But anyways, where was I going with that? I don't know. I had a moment. Okay. So what's happening with me? So the summertime, for those of you who know, my beloved is a school teacher, so he has summers off, and we carve out space. I carve out some vacation time so I can be with him and his family and my family and things like that. And recharge, rejuvenate, spend, like I say, really connect with people that I don't get to see all very often. He's got twin sisters, and so we got to spend time with them. And we, of course, love going up to Tahoe. His family has a cabin there, so very blessed that we're able to do that. And then we have some friends who have a boat. Thank God I don't own one. I don't want the maintenance of it. But we have some friends who have a boat. So we go boating with them. And oh, yeah, my tomatoes. Oh, my God. Bastion, Emily, and Caroline. Yes, I've named them. And they are amazing. And I just enjoyed one really beautiful tomato from Bastion last night. So that was exciting. I've got a few more now that are really starting to turn. Caroline is my next one to give me some tomatoes. So I will have had some from every plant. I only have three, but I will have had some from all three in the next week. I'm very excited about that. And for those of you who have any green thumb or gardening hopes and things like that, and you enjoy it with me, thanks for celebrating. And if you don't, thanks for listening. One other thing I'll point out is my beloved and I are huge movie fans, and we love going to see a good movie. It has to be a good movie. I mean, you never really know when you go to a theater, but we like going to the movies in the theater, especially during the summertime. Highly recommend Horizon for those of you who are Kevin Costner fans like us. Great, great movie. I can't wait for the second one to come out. And then we just saw Fly Me to the Moon, and I thought that was interesting. I won't give it away if you haven't seen it. Worth seeing, but it's an interesting to writing and storyline. And oh yeah, and we saw Quiet Place. That was cool. That was a great, great movie. I love all the Quiet Places. So those are some of the things that are happening on a mundane level for me. Of course, I am continuing to work on putting together some more classes. I want to do some more group work, and so that's going to be coming down the pipeline. My daughter, Tatiana, and I have our self-care coloring book that is getting to the publisher and or self-publisher. We're self-publishing, and so that's coming along and should be released. I'm hoping to release it during the Mercury retrograde, but we'll see. Yeah, I'm one of those that I love looking at Mercury retrograde and going, yeah, let's dance, motherfucker, let's do this, you know, and just having some fun with it. So, anyways, I'm hoping to get that done in the next couple weeks. The other thing that I want to point to are some of the things that are happening in the world. I have mentioned this to people individually as well as on my show and my Celestial Wisdom videos. but that IT breakdown that happened on Friday last week, now, not surprising to me, especially because of some of the astrological aspects here leading up to that full moon weekend, right? And we had the sun and the moon opposite Pluto. It was close enough conjunction to say an opposition. And so, you know, that was a big deal. And so anyway, so this IT breakdown that happened, it wasn't a necessarily a it wasn't a, what do you call it, a bug or things like that. It was a software update that didn't happen. It wasn't a cyber attack, that's what I was trying to say. But it was a software update that didn't happen, and so airlines and quick responders and all that were affected. There's a lot of people affected, people with Windows. As a matter of fact, the school system here in Reno also had a glitch with it, had an issue. But I'm putting that pin on the map to say we are going to be experiencing more and more online stuff happening over the next several years. So just be prepared. If you know our identities are change or something that we need to pay attention to, you know, the information that we put out there. I think a lot of people are reporting social media exhaustion, you know, fatigue, that sort of thing. So those things will continue to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if the airline itself has the whole airline industry continues to have some glitches, snafus, things like that that show up. especially during the Mercury retrograde. So that'll be an interesting thing. If you're traveling, be prepared for delays and groundings and shutdowns and things like that. I do feel like that's coming. So I'm putting that pin on the map. Mercury retrograde, by the way, it starts August 5th and it ends August 28th, but we have pre-shadow and we have post-shadow. I'm going to talk about pre-shadow a little bit. So there's that. Also, no surprise, Biden stepping down. I am just pointing that no matter which side of the party you are on, that was something that I have mentioned for a while was going to happen, that I never saw him running again for president. So we'll see what happens in November. I think some writing is on the wall, but we will see. All right, so here we are. And I just want to also mention this full moon. Whew. Jay and I were just talking about it briefly before I started, but I've been talking to quite a few people this morning about the hangover feeling, right, that this full moon has had for us. And it was intense. I'll share my personal breakdown. There was a movie that I was watching on Saturday, and the storyline triggered some very old stuff for me from when I was I'll share this. Why not? This is the gift of being 50, right? You just don't give fucks anymore. So when I was 18, some of you have heard this story, but maybe you don't know all the details. And I won't go in too deeply into them. But when I was 18, I moved to Florida and I met the man who would become the father of my two children and my now ex-husband. And I got pregnant. And so I ended up moving back to home when he basically rejected me and said he wasn't ready to be a father, all that. I understand. I mean, he was 21 at the time. And then things moved kind of quickly in a week or two, and he came back around and all this sort of thing. And I thought, well, I'll just go back to Florida and he and I can sort this out. And at that time, I had moved back to my parents' house, right? I'm 18, scared, pregnant, had no idea what I was doing with my life. And so I turned to my father and I said, you know, I think I'm going to go back. And he looked at me and he said, if you do, don't ever darken my doorstep. And that was my father's conviction at the time. That was his way of dealing with his own wounding, his own feelings of failure as a father, because here's this pregnant 18-year-old daughter, you know, and anyways, all that sort of thing. But, you know, to have that rejection twice by the two significant men in your life within 2 weeks and pregnant when your hormones are going all over the place, yeah, it kind of sucked. Sucked big time, right? And I've done a lot of forgiveness work with it. My father and I have healed a lot of that, you know. So I can talk about it now. But it was one of those things where I watched my mind go back into that past and feel all that rejection and all that abandonment, and then feel the fierce protection of this child that I now call my beautiful daughter. And it felt, you know, the story that was running through my head was like, nobody wanted her but me, you know? And of course, I can't imagine life without her. She's one of my best friends. So, you know, I let myself break down. I walked down outside at the looking at this full moon on Saturday night, and I just started screaming at the universe and screaming at the moon, howling at the moon. I was the lunatic. I'm sure my neighbors are right now looking at me like I've got five heads. I probably do. Anyways, but yeah, that was my breakdown moment. And what was great though was that yesterday morning when I woke up, I felt cleansed. I just felt purified. And it was such a great thing. And then doing a little ceremony with it also helped me. And so, you know, releasing all of that for the collective, for myself, that sort of thing. So, yeah, that was my full moon experience. If you feel like sharing yours, I'd love to hear. You can share it in the chat room. I'll check that as soon as I can. And yeah, I think we're still going to experience, we're human, we've got a lot of things going on. I think we're still going to experience the effects of the human aspect around the emotional roller coasters that we're on. Plus, like I mentioned, we've got some movement happening. Mars is in Gemini now, so our minds are going to be all over the place. It could be easy to get distracted, hard to stay focused on one thing. However, could be a lot of fun if we stay curious and if we're learning new things. But one of the things we have to keep in mind is that Mars can be aggressive, right? And so when it's in Gemini, it often can make our words aggressive or our minds agitated, and we can say things that or do things that don't necessarily they can hurt. Remember, our words can harm or heal. And one of the things that I often do when I know I'm being triggered by something is I go quiet, because what's happening inside of me isn't very nice. Usually the first words out of my mouth would be fuck off, right? So instead of railing on someone and harming them with those words, because I've been harmed and I've harmed others with my words. I mean, it goes both ways. No one's perfect on that one. So I'm learning over the years and evolving over the years that I'll go quiet first and really do some self-regulation and processing. And I may even share with whoever, may have triggered me, hey, I need a moment to process what is just happening here. I'll get back to you, So I think that's going to be a good rule of thumb with Mars and Gemini, especially once Mercury moves into Virgo. And I mentioned the pre-shadow. We started that on the 16th. So that happened last week. And it's going to, what that pre-shadow is that is the degree in which Mercury will move back to once it is direct again. So we're in this pre-shadow of the on as of July 16th, and then Mercury will station retrograde on August 5th. And so think about Mercury in Leo at 21 degrees, that was on the 16th, and then themes that are showing up starting then throughout the next month and a half. And so when Mercury's in its pre-shadow period, we could begin to feel like it might as well be retrograde, because those tech glitches, see, like on Friday, what happened, are more likely showing up. There's interpersonal miscommunications that can show up. You might find yourself stuck in traffic when it's not even rush hour. As a matter of fact, when my beloved and I were coming back from the boat, or even getting to the boat yesterday, we have to drive around the mountain to get there, and what would normally take us an hour took us an hour and a half because there was just traffic. And but the brighter side of Mercury shadow into retrograde is that it can help bring us into more inner work and more self-reflection. And the more we know each other, the more self-aware we are, the better choices we can make, And so we may be facing things and dealing with situations that once Mercury is retrograde, it will require us to re-envision them or reimagine them, redo them, right? All those things RE that Mercury retrograde offers to us. And also, Mercury retrograde pre-shadow can bring up lessons related to our sense of self, identity, self-empowerment, confidence, all those Leo themes, because Mercury was in Leo or is in Leo until Friday when it moves into Virgo. And then we'll be looking at our attention to details and interest in being of service, perfectionism, approach to organization, all those Virgoan things, right? So these are all themes to be paying attention to. And one of the things that I would say too, we want to keep in mind as well, is that during the Mercury retrograde, and I'll talk more about this as we go through it, but during the Mercury retrograde, Mercury and Virgo will be squaring off with Mars and Gemini, making for some really intense tension times. And so it's going to be super important that we practice now, when things don't feel as intense, that we practice now how to ground, how to meet something, how to deal with it. I was dealing with something last week. not me personally, I was witnessing someone dealing with some pretty intense situations, and their emotional body was all over the place. And it certainly, if I, and I will say there was moments where I took it personally, because I'm human, and even though I say don't take it personally, and we know that's one of the four agreements, we still do, right? But I witnessed this individual having some really strong emotional extremes that were happening. And for me, my shadow pulled up, it came to light. That was the other thing about this full moon. It brought out a lot of shadow for us to work with and to integrate, So my shadow was showing up, and I was like, okay, my first response was, okay, I don't want to be here. I'm taking my toys and going home, kind of thing, right? And I was like, nope, that's the old pattern. Change that pattern, stay in it. So I stayed in it and I just held the space. And then I went into another shadow of mine is being overly helpful, wanting to take away the pain, wanting to change the situation so that this person wasn't uncomfortable anymore. Nope, I had to back off and I had to be uncomfortable. And that was one of those things where it's like, wait a minute, I have the skills, I have the tools. How can I be comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? So finding those skills again and working with them. And so I put all these pins on the map to say these are themes for me personally that are probably going to show up in the next couple of weeks again for me to meet it in a whole nother way. Because I get a chance to redo it. So there may be themes for you that also show up in a different way so that you can meet them a little bit differently. No matter what it might be. And I think the biggest thing is these feelings of insecurity that we as a collective are feeling. It's like we want to believe in something, we want to have something tangible to hold on to, and yet impermanence is the name of the game. The minute we think we have it, it changes, right? It disappears. Something shifts, whatever it is. So, the other thing that I will just say, as Mercury, something to prepare ourselves as it finishes the sign of Leo for now, before it retrogrades. And moves into the sign of Virgo, these next couple of days are going to be pivotal when it comes to the final touches of Leo. And we're going to be looking at ways, think about Mercury, ways in which we think about ourselves, the way we think about the things that help us feel proud, the things that give us some sense of self-worth. And the way we express ourselves, these are all themes that may show up and can get triggered by lack, right? I don't have enough money, I don't have enough friends, I don't have enough whatever it might be, So watch that as well, because when Mercury moves into its home sign of Virgo, those of you who know, Mercury rules Gemini and Virgo. So as Mercury moves into its home sign of Virgo, it's going to trigger some of those question marks, some of those the criticisms, the discrimination, the analyzing, taking inventory of what we have, what's still useful, but it also could lead us to taking inventory of what might be missing. And if there is one thing that can throw us off course and get us into some sort of emotional turmoil, it's to go, oh, I don't have that. There must be something wrong with me. Oh, I don't have enough. Therefore, I'm going to be destitute, or something bad is going to happen. Right? Now, we want to use this time of Mercury in Virgo, even though the retrograde and shadow period is happening. We can use it as a time to do that self-reflection, take that inventory, and say, you know what? This is what I'm really good at. And let me get productive with it. Let me use it in a way that is helpful. And let me become useful and allow myself to really get into a place of honoring where I am. I think about how Virgo is the Vestal Virgins, and that they kept the fire going, and they kept the community in a place where people knew they could come and they could find rest, and they could find that things were being tended. And the thing about Virgo I appreciate as well is the rituals that the Vestal Virgins would set up, and that they did it in a way that was, this was their role. I mentioned the purpose. We all come into this world with a purpose. They knew their purpose. And so they show up and they created these routines and these rituals that people could what? Rely on. And I think that's the thing about routine and ritual. A lot of times I have been guilty of this, where I find myself a little bored, and Mars and Gemini only stirs that up a little bit. God forbid we die of boredom, right? But ritual creates this sense of security because we can rely on the routine. And so when we're constantly looking for that routine or that sense of security, if we can get ourselves in a routine, then it's like, okay, I know that at 9 o'clock this is happening, at 11 o'clock this is happening, at 12, right? And I think that there's something to be said about that. Again, what we want to be careful of moving forward in the next couple of weeks is that hypercriticism or the analysis paralysis that can kick in, where we start overthinking things, or we start nitpicking and we find something wrong with everything, and then we don't make any choices or take any actions. And really, even though Mercury retrograde, a lot of people will say don't take action. You should. I mean, this is a great time for wrapping things up and getting things done from the past. It's really about initiating new things that that have a tendency not to be what they appear to be once you launch them. So if you started something new during a Mercury retrograde, you will most likely have to go back and redo some things with it, or it could just fall flat. I remember that it was during a Mercury retrograde a couple years ago. I decided to sign up for this one course, and I was all excited about it, of course. And you know what? I sure as shit, as soon as Mercury went direct, I was like, meh, I don't really want to do this. I'm going to ask for a refund. And was like, how mercurial retrograde of me. So it's those kinds of things that could easily show up for us. I would say, too, if we haven't already, we'll start to see some things from our past, people from our past coming forward. Very similar to that story I told you about my full moon experience. That was my past coming back for me to release, but also to work with the perspective, to recognize that and give myself a lot of props, because I didn't know what I didn't know at 18. But gosh, I'm a great mom and I love my kids and they're great humans. So that's my story. Doesn't matter all the other, bullshit that happened then. It's done. It's healed. It's one of those things. But it was really cool to be able to feel it, because as we know, we can't heal what we don't feel. So I was grateful, even if it was hard. It was good to have that. When Mercury retrogrades through Virgo, we could experience delays and miss deadlines on jobs, or struggle with communication. As I always say, things are not what they appear to be. Keep your sense of humor. But this is a great time, starting now. Go back and reach out to people from your past that maybe you hadn't heard from. Let's say you're looking for a new job and you networked a little bit, you had some conversations, you started doing some good things, but then it just fell flat. Summer took over, people are on vacation, whatever. It's a great time to follow up with them. The funny thing is that we do have back to school for a lot of people, right, in August. And so that will be happening, and people will be buying things online like Amazon and stuff like that, school supplies. It'll be interesting to see how many people buy things and return them during, buy them during a retrograde and then return them when it goes direct. But misunderstandings happen. And so giving ourselves a lot of grace, a lot of space. I think the other thing, too, as I'm setting up the week for you, is ask a lot of questions. Don't make assumptions. We're really good at doing that, but it's best if we can take time to give people the benefit of the doubt. I've been called gullible many times, and That's partly because I do give people a lot of space and grace to be human, to I give a lot of benefit of the doubt. I don't want to be that skeptic that is always questioning everybody's motives and if they're telling me the truth or not. That's too exhausting for me. So I think I'd rather be a little gullible at times, as long as I don't get taken advantage of, you know. And I think that's the thing, is being able to know when you're being taken advantage of, when you're not. And I will tell you, the key to that is grounding. Be grounded. You will know. You'll feel it inside of you. Your body will talk to you. But if you're not grounded, yeah, you get bamboozled with the rest of them. All right, I'm going to switch gears for a second and talk about the days of the week and help you plan. And you can use this on a weekly basis, so it's not just for this week. It can be any time. But Sunday is ruled by the sun. And so, as we know, I mentioned it rules self-expression, vitality, ego, brings brightness and warmth through our day. So, what you're doing with Sundays is you enjoy yourself. You focus on the activities that help you relax, help you feel at ease, kind of rejuvenate before you start your work week on Monday, right? And so Sunday is a time where you do things with leisure and things that fill your heart. It's a great day for self-care and just refilling your cup. On Monday, Monday's ruled by the moon, moon day, right? And so if you feel low energy or you've lost a little bit of that oomph, then a lot of times it's because Monday, ruling by the moon, governs the emotions and the intuition. So it can bring the sort of heavier, moody energy to the day. And that could leave us feeling drained if we go too far down the road on being moody or heavy, right? So what we're working with on Mondays is it's a great day for planning. It's a great day for not necessarily scheduling a bunch of meetings like a lot of people like to do. It's good for kind of being quieter and going into your inbox and getting that organized. It's a great organizational day. And then really checking in to see what your body needs and what you need as the day changes. So you may feel really energized, let's say halfway through the day on Monday. Great. Do your big stuff, your big projects, your things that you have to get done during that time. Use the morning, if it's you're a little sluggish in the morning, whatever, use that as a time to just take your time, you know. Tuesday's ruled by Mars. So Tuesdays, where we start to feel a little bit more energy and passion towards what we're doing, we want action. So if you use Monday to organize and maybe reach out to some people and say, "Hey, can you give me this piece of information, or I need this from you when you have a chance, or you have these tasks that you've organized into a list." Tuesday's a great day to get those tasks done, have those conversations that need to be had. It's a great execution day. So as you're looking at planning, Tuesday's your great day for getting things done. Wednesday, we call it hump day because we're halfway through the week, right? Into closer to the weekend. But Wednesday's ruled by Mercury. And I would say that Wednesday's your best day for meetings. So those of you, hopefully you don't have Zoom fatigue like we had during COVID, but those of you who have to have a bunch of meetings and of planning and organizing people and projects and things like that, Wednesday's a great day for it because Mercury is our messenger planet, right? So it's all about communication, curiosity, creativity, and our words can flow a little more smoothly. And so it's a great time to get some things done there when it comes to all things communication. So if you have writing that you need to get done or emails that need to be sent, great time to do it. Thursday, ruled by Jupiter. Yay, positivity, right? Planet of abundance, expansion, good fortune. Thor, I always think of Thor. I actually was flipping through my channels this last weekend, and I was making some stuff in the kitchen, and I thought, "Oh, I'll put something mindless on TV to play in the background while I'm making this dish." And what came up was Thor, and I was like, "Oh God, I haven't seen that in forever." Plus, I'm sorry, Chris Hemsworth, please, such a specimen. Anyways, so I was enjoying that. So of course, Thor, Jupiter. And Jupiter, as we know, brings a lot of optimism and expansion. So Thursday is a time to really challenge ourselves. We've got the strength to do it. We can be a little more open-minded or generous, and that helps us on helping others. And if you're in a manager lead role or a director role, whatever, a leadership role, or even if you're just in a support role, it doesn't matter. If you're there to try and boost other people and inspire them, this is a great day for that as well, and for being really helpful. Or if you're wanting to spend some time with friends, maybe happy hour, right? That sort of thing on Thursdays, it's a great time. And it's a really cool time if you're doing a vision board. Some of us like to do vision boards at random times or different times than just say the beginning of the new year. It's a great time for that too, because Jupiter's all about long-term thinking, dreaming big, taking risks, that sort of thing. Friday, ruled by Venus, and we know Venus is a planet of love and romance, how we give and receive love. It's what we attract. It's what we're attracted to. And there's a sensual and passionate energy on Friday. There's a lot of companies that I work with that are going to no meeting Fridays. Fridays should be the day to get some, you spend it getting some things done. And I laugh because I'm like, you don't really get a lot done on Fridays. Fridays, you kind of feel like fucking off, Friday mornings, you can get some things done where it's like you're wrapping up the week. It's a good time for summarizing things. You might feel a little more outgoing and flirtatious on a Friday. So if you have activities that let you connect with others, maybe there's a creative project that you're tossing around and you want to share, that sort of thing. Fridays are great for that. It's also great for shopping and maybe something artsy if you're feeling creative in that way. Whatever fills your heart with joy, that's what Fridays really are. So if meeting with people on Fridays feels good to you and they enjoy it, go for it, I actually started taking Fridays where I do not take video calls at all on Fridays, and because I got Zoom fatigue. And I decided that, I needed a break from the computer, from electronics, all of that. So I step away from my computer on Fridays. I still talk to people on the phone. That to me, that's just different, because I can pace around in my office, or when I can walk around a little bit. It seems a little strange to do it on video, even though a lot of my clients would understand, but still, it felt right for me. And I found my energy really ramping back up in doing that. Saturday, ruled by Saturn. Everybody goes, oh, Saturn, our heavy planet, structure, discipline. And Saturday's like, but it's Saturday, we should be having fun. Yeah, of course. But what I found that when we're in that Saturnian kind of energy, that Saturday is a good time for catching up on our personal to-do list, getting errands done, kind of looking at what the weekend's playtime could look like. And it's like, if I can get my adulting stuff out of the way, say Saturday morning, then I can enjoy the rest of the weekend, right? And then I can ignore it. So it's a good time to look at the calendar for the week ahead, prepare some meals, organize the week ahead so that you can enjoy the rest of the weekend and Monday hit the ground running. I will admit though that on Sunday evenings, I look at my calendar for the week and just make sure there's no surprises or that I've missed something, whatever, because that's always important too, for me, at least to feel a little more haha in control, we'll call it that. So yeah, these kind of things. Oh, that's so funny. Huh? Shelly's saying, I have 4 Olympic gold medals in analysis paralysis. Only 4, honey? I might have you beat on that one. I'm happy you're here. Thank you. I'm checking the chat room finally, as I've been droning on and on. Thank you for listening and for commenting. And Maureen's here who else is here? Oh, thank you, Pamela and Renee. And you guys are just awesome. And I will offer this to you. Thank you for asking the questions. That You're asking about a financial aspect, Maureen, and I will tell you that you are about to hit a stride. You got to get through the summertime, but by the time September, October rolls around, you'll find yourself in a more financially secure, stable environment than you've ever found yourself. One thing I would say, though, is that most likely you will always have that little niggling voice in the back of your head that makes you worry or self-conscious about having that financial security. Part of that is your karma, as I'll call it, or conditioned tendency or pattern that you're here to integrate and you're here to change and evolutionize and to create a new relationship with this thing called money. And so that's part of your soul's lesson, if you will, in this lifetime. So keep working with the relationship around money. Shelley, oh, love you, honey. And I would say that one of the things you're asking about guidance from spirit on a routine. So, yeah, working nights makes it really difficult, but you can still work with it. So, I would work with the biological rhythms, actually, is what I'm getting for yourself. So, if you're home at, let's say, 6 in the morning, and that's when you need to sleep, and then you wake up and it's already afternoon, then work with what the afternoon energy invites you into, right? And what would that look like for a routine for you? So if you are someone who's more energized in the afternoon, then do your big stuff then, right? And plan accordingly. So I like work out then when you have the most energy, and then plan your meals, the beginning of the week, and then you have your meal and get some errands done, that sort of thing before you have to get back to work. So it does require you to think a little bit differently, but really check in with, like I say, the biorhythms for yourself and what might resonate for you as you're setting up that routine. And the other thing I would say is don't be too hard on yourself in perfecting it, because that's the other thing that can damage a lot of us from getting anything done or worrying, about doing certain things because we're trying to get it, quote unquote, right. It's interesting because that seems to be a big theme for my staff at the nonprofit work at the Nine Gates Mystery School that we often talk about and we work with. It's like, okay, I want to make sure I get this right for this particular day or this particular ceremony or whatever it is. And it's like, this isn't about getting it right. It's about partnering with the co-creative process and seeing what gets revealed and learning and inviting everything in. Everything's welcome. And so we remove the idea of right or wrong, and we step into what experience am I creating? What experience do I want to have? And what experience did I have? And we work with that and saying, okay, is that an experience to repeat? Or is that an experience to evolve? Or is that an experience that needs to just die? Right? So those are the kind of things that we work with. And I would say that kind of theme is going to be huge for us as we move forward in the next few weeks with Mercury into Virgo and retrograding. It's like, okay, what is going to be good for us? What experience am I having? What am I learning? And how do I pay attention to that? How do I evolve with that? Yeah. All right, you guys, it looks like I am coming to the end of the show at the moment. But I do plan on being with you live next week, so I'm looking forward to that. Of course, you can find me at 1-2-listen.com. I will be there for most of the days ahead. Tomorrow, I have a training class that I have to co-facilitate, so I will not be available tomorrow, but except very short moments in the morning and the afternoon. And then the rest of the week, I'll be around. So come find me at 1-2-Listen, and I so appreciate all of you. Thank you again, Jay, for producing, and I look forward to just connecting with you again. Enjoy the week, you guys. Take care.